In this year's election, there were five states where the voting was considered close that had large Latino populations. One of those states, New Mexico, is still considered too close to call. The other four all went to President Bush: Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the role the Latino vote may have played.
Jaime Perez works at the Bravo supermarket in Hialeah, Florida. Everyone here knows him. There's a mouth-watering bakery counter at the entrance to the store and shelves full of international foods. This is week three of the store's grand opening. So far, the shop has been successful. That's not the only reason Perez is celebrating.
I'm happy because George Bush win. I vote for him.
Perez moved to South Florida from Nicaragua 22 years ago. He just became an American citizen this year. And on Tuesday, he cast his first vote in an American presidential election.
All my sisters are Republicans, and all my brothers are Republicans. They all vote for the Republican Party. I'd say 90% of the Nicaraguan people that vote in this country this year, they vote for George Bush.
That 90% estimate is based on Perez's enthusiasm, not science or polling data. But it reflects a sentiment that Jorge Ramos recognizes.
I think Latinos decided the election.
Ramos is a Univision news anchor, and he wrote the book The Latino Wave.
It is generally understood that Latinos tend to side more with the Republican Party when it comes to values, when it comes to divorce, homosexuality, to religion. And in this case, it seems that many Latinos decided to vote with their values.
Senator Kerry actually won among Latino voters this year. Polls say the breakdown was 54-44 in the Democrats' favor. But 4 years ago, Al Gore won 62% of Latino votes. Ramos believes that 8-point drop for Democrats indicates a fundamental shift in Latino voting patterns.
It seems that the Latino vote is up for grabs, that President Bush understood the importance of the Hispanic vote, and thanks to that, they won Florida, Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada, and quite possibly New Mexico.
Sergio Bendixson runs the Miami polling firm Bendixson & Associates, and he sees the statistics quite differently. He agrees that Mr. Bush did well among Latino voters in the Southwest, but he disagrees about the president's performance in Florida.
Bush was able to win Florida in spite of the fact that he lost Hispanic votes, both Cuban and non-Cuban.
Here's how Bendixson reaches that conclusion. According to the poll numbers that many of the major news networks use, Florida's Hispanic vote was split right down the middle 4 years ago. This time, everyone agrees that Mr. Bush carried Florida's Latinos by a 12-point margin. If the network's numbers are right, then the president made huge gains among Florida's Hispanics this year. But Bendixson says the numbers are wrong. He says that in 2000, pollsters undersampled Cuban voters, who consistently swing Republican. Bendixson's numbers say Florida's Hispanics didn't split their vote down the middle at all 4 years ago. They favored George Bush by a 2-to-1 margin. If that's right, then the president saw a steep drop in support from Florida's Hispanics this year.
The Republicans really won the state in other places, namely Central Florida, the Jewish vote. Maybe they even did a little bit better among African-American voters.
He points out that younger Cuban-Americans tended to vote Democratic, and Democratic-leaning non-Cuban Hispanics are becoming more common in Florida. That leads Bendixson to identify a very different trend.
I think the trend in Florida is such that, say, before the end of the decade, the Hispanic vote is going to be one of the base votes for the Democratic Party.
Both parties waged an intense battle for Hispanic votes this year. They spent $14 million on Spanish language ads. That's compared to only $3 million 4 years ago. And now that the battle's over and the money spent, it's still not entirely clear which candidate's investment paid higher dividends. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.